Hello, everybody. Hola, and welcome to Mexico City, Mexico. Welcome to the Passion Podcast. And I don't know if you can tell or not, but there's that little butterfly thing going on, and we're about 15 minutes away from starting Passion Mexico City, 7:45 Central Time right now, and I'm in my dressing room back here in the Palace de Sports here in the heart of Mexico City, this big golf ball-looking massive building, and we are thrilled about what's going to happen tonight. We're waiting a little bit for some folks to get here. It's kind of that weird moment. We were kind of waiting to see how the free ticket thing was going to work. And as we suspected, the free ticket doesn't guarantee somebody's going to come as much as a ticket that somebody's paid for. So I think there's about maybe 4,000 something, maybe 5,000 people out there with 18,000 tickets taken away or 17,000, something like that. We're kind of wondering where all the rest of the people are right now. So we're praying the miracle prayer of Kiev, Ukraine right now, that the Mexicans are coming late. They're stuck in traffic. They're on the subway. They're running on Mexican time. So we're going to wait a little bit, probably start about 8 o'clock. So it gave me a chance just to say hello to you guys. We got here a fine big bunch of us. There were 100 of us at dinner at this amazing Mexican restaurant down near the city square last night. That's a big team. We got three bands here, Christian and his band. The Crowders are here, Tomlin and his guys. Our whole staff team is here from Atlanta. Some of our board are here. Tons of tech people. Amazing volunteers have come here from around the world, really, and from all over Mexico and folks from America that are here helping us. And a lot of incredible Mexican event team lead folks. And so we're in this incredible restaurant. By the way, last night was amazing. A very important day in the history of Mexico, October 2nd. It's the anniversary of a terrible, terrible massacre that happened here in 1968, where university students were protesting, and right before the Olympics, the Summer Olympics here, and they were trying to make a big statement to the government a week or two before the Olympics by flooding out into the streets, and it was a peaceful demonstration of tens of thousands of people. But the government got a little uneasy, and when it came nightfall, they just began to shoot into the crowd, and no one knows officially the count because there's just been a lot of cover-up and that sort of thing. But hundreds, if not thousands, of students were killed that night, and that was on October 2nd, 1968. And so yesterday, the day we all arrived in Mexico City, was the 40th year anniversary of that massacre, and so a big, huge parade of tens of thousands of people came down the Reforma right in front of our hotel and went down to the big city plaza. And so as we went to dinner last night, we went pretty close to there, and there were police in full riot gear, riot shields, hundreds of them everywhere in the city, every government building surrounded. Just amazing scene. And, you know, our hearts, of course, you know, weep for the history of this nation. That's just a horrible memory in the history of this country. But yet all the eyes of this nation were on Mexico City yesterday, and 40 years represents a generation, and we just believe in the timing of God. It's time for us to be here. 40 years have come, now a new 40 years begin, and it's not the generation that's looking back to what was, it's a generation that's looking ahead to what can be. It's God marking a brand new generation in this nation to live for his fame. And I believe we are here at the right time. We are in the right place. And tonight's going to be a beautiful beginning to what God is going to do. I'm working on my Spanish, which is not too good, but I'm working on Sí, Señor, andando en la senda de tus juicios en ti esperamos, porque tu nombre y tu memoria son el deseo de nuestra alma. And if that sounds a little familiar, that's yes, Lord, walking in the way of your truth. We eagerly wait for you, for your name and your fame. Your name and your renown, or in this translation, your name and your memory are the desire of our hearts. And that's what we want to plant tonight, that little seed. And we're believing God for something amazing in this place tonight. It's beautiful. We have a live string orchestra of Mexicans playing with us in the opening overture tonight and playing through the beginning with Tomlin. That's going to be beautiful. If you were in Atlanta, you know how powerful that was. And to see a little Mexican orchestra up there with our band tonight is a really beautiful sight. And Enrique, my friend, is going to be translating for me and going to be sharing a little bit about fruitcake and ice cream tonight. And just believing the grace of God is going to be loud in this place and in this nation tonight. So thank you, thank you, thank you. The emails of people praying for us have been affirmed by things that have happened here. We believe that much light is shining in darkness tonight, and that we are not here to do an event, but we are here as agents of the kingdom of God, servants of God, serving his church here, not about passion, but about the church of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, being beautiful and powerful in this city, and about the bonds of religion being broken and life coming to this city and to this nation. Death is no more. Life has come in Jesus Christ, and that's what we're about here. And so one more time, because I'm practicing, okay? So we want to say, sí, Señor, andando en la senda de tus juicios en ti esperamos, porque tu nombre y tu memoria son el deseo nuestro de nuestra alma. That's our prayer tonight, Lord. We're believing in you. Doesn't matter how many people are in the building. We want it to be a bunch more. We're praying, Holy Spirit, that you'll draw people here from the four corners right now in Jesus' name. But we're here to serve you, Lord. And we're here to serve you in power. And we pray that the grace of God, that the favor of God, the supernatural power and life of Christ and the Holy Spirit will rest on us now and energize us, bring us all to great, powerful life tonight. And that's what we're praying for in Jesus' name. Amen. Shelley has come through the door. That means there's an update on what's going to happen. And she's going to tell us right now.
I have no updates.
She says, I have no updates. Shelley has two radios and three phones.
We're going to start in 7 minutes.
We're starting in 7 minutes, Shelley said. So goodbye. And I'll be back with you a little bit later on the Passion Podcast. It's going to be a beautiful weekend for Mexico. Well, we're back on the Passion Podcast. It's 11 p.m. Central Time, which means we had a three-hour session. Let me get out of here where it's the echo chamber. Sorry about that. Just went to the little boys' room there. Back in this other room, it's a little bit better. And I'm going to make this a little short because we got a whole weekend to go on the Passion Podcast from Mexico. But, wow, I'm telling you, something's going on. It's going to be a phenomenal weekend. We just had 3 hours of craziness, and I'm exhausted. I can't tell you, but once you do a whole night with, Spanish and English, it's just crazy. We're excited, and Enrique did a phenomenal job translating, as always, just beautiful, seamless, lots of power. And Chris led the whole night tonight, and it was beautiful, but I got to tell you, I just loved the opening. We had this 15, 16-piece orchestra of Mexican men, women, young men, young women, and oh, it's just so beautiful watching that opening. And I'd say Mexico was so far, I'm going to give them about a 6.5 on a scale of 1 to 10. You know, they told us in Atlanta, a couple of them, after Passion Atlanta, which I thought was a very vociferous event, that wait till you guys get to Mexico, it's going to really be loud. Well, so far, not so loud. A lot of that has to do with the fact that we have 5,000 people in a venue that we thought we were going to have 17,000 people in, so having a third of the room full obviously makes for a difficult time in making a lot of noise. But man, you could just see hands stretched out to the very last person all the way around this lower bowl of the sports palace tonight, and we're just going for it, you know. And by the way, just a little moment on the podcast here, because there are a lot of you guys that are involved in movements and ministry around the world, and I gotta tell you, it's a shift of gears when you think for 3 weeks an event's been sold out and, you know, 18,000 tickets have been taken and you've emailed people, if you're not using them, let us know. And people are like, no, we're using them. And you're kind of psyched up and ready to walk into a room with, you know, 16,000, 17,000 or at least 15,000 people in it. And you walk in there and it's two-thirds empty. Some of you guys think, you know, everything with Passion always goes great and it's always amazing, and you're at your church or your ministry somewhere, and you plan this big thing for the kids or the high school or college or for the whole church, and, you know, not as many people came as you hoped for. And people always say in that moment, you know, well, if there was just one person here, it would all be worth it. And I, you know, you've heard me say it before, but I hate that line because, of course, everybody matters, but if it was just one person, we would have spent our money a little bit differently and our time a little bit differently. We would have just invited that person to come and live with us for 6 months and could have bought them a condominium, you know. So it's like a different way of thinking. But just so you'll know, in the spirit of being real and honest, that is a shift of gears for me when you walk into that room tonight and, you know, you're just like, okay, you know, mentally I was ready for the energy of this room, and now we're trying to create energy in a room with 5,000 people in it, which is amazing. I mean, it is amazing. And, you know, there's nobody here that's blinking at that. And these are college students. That's the best part of it. They're university students. And you look across this room, and to have 5,000 university students, that's more than we had at Passion Boston. It's more than we had at Passion Chicago. It's more than we had at Passion DC. It's more than we had at Passion LA. And so that's a lot to come to a city that's in another country and have this gathering tonight. But just in the spirit of being real, and I just want you guys to hear that in this journey this weekend, because this weekend is just off to an amazing start. And I'm telling you, we're going somewhere at the end of this podcast. I'm telling you right now, is going to be phenomenal. And but it's a change of gears. It's a shift of gears internally. And you're like, Louis, you're such a wimp. You know, it's all about God. It's all about the kingdom. It's all about the spirit. It's not about how many people are there or how the room feels or whatever. And to all those people, I just say, congratulations. You are way more spiritually mature than I am. And if, you know, you planned and planned and planned and your team worked and worked and worked and the response was this, and then you walked in and it was different from that, and it didn't do something to you inside, and you didn't feel some sense of, you know, what happened, and that's awesome. You're just on a different wavelength than I'm on. But I think most human beings feel that human thing. And we've got the Spirit of God inside these human bodies, and so you feel that tension, and it's like there's a little bit of human that's going on in there, and then there's the Spirit that's going on in there that says, you know what, the kingdom of God's come. So many people are praying. God is at work. We're sharing the gospel of grace tonight. We're telling a story about the cross tonight. We're kind of blowing a hole in religion and any system of what you have to do to make it right with God. And we're carrying Ashley's story to Mexico. I mean, we are carrying her life story to these students tonight. And we are celebrating, and we are praying, and we're going to worship. And so we went for it tonight. And so no reservations and no disappointments looking back on tonight. And I loved it because tonight we did something we haven't done in any world tour city. And we got to the prayer triangles at the opening of the night. Instead of just praying the two things we normally pray, which is let's just worship God and build a throne for God. Let's don't ask him anything. Let's just praise him. With that, we usually just say, now, Jesus, we want you to come. We want you to be the thing in this place tonight. But tonight, we started with praying backwards to Cape Town. We showed a little video clip of 6,000 students just going crazy in Cape Town when I asked them if they were going to pray for Mexico City. And so we came back, and for the very first thing, I said, I just want you to pray for them. You know, I got an email today, or maybe it was posted on the blog today. That's right. And it was a student saying, hey, we met in on our campus today and prayed for Passion Mexico City. We're wearing our wristbands. All the writing has worn off of them, but we're still wearing them, and we might just wear them all the way to Sydney. And I thought, you know what? There are students in Cape Town who are praying for these students. And what we prayed for you tonight, Cape Town, was the same thing you're praying for us. So whatever prayers you were praying for Mexico, we just sent them right back your way. The two nations are very similar right now. Very, very interesting times. A little bit of instability in terms of government structures, future, but the church is just exploding. And so we just prayed for you. And so it's awesome to see these 5,000 students in these triangles all across this sports palace. And they were praying for Cape Town, South Africa. And it was just an incredible thing. And in the night, the worship was really cool. I can't tell you all about it, but you just always love that moment when the Spanish comes. And students here were going for it. We got Spanish, you know, and English words up on the screen, but Chris mostly singing in English until we got to God of the City, of course. And right in the middle of it, he just started singing it in Spanish, and the whole place just absolutely turned upside down. And everything was different from that moment on, it seemed like to me. And we just ended the night singing, How Great Is Our God, Con Grande Es Dios, in Espanol. And, oh, wow, it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And then finished up with Sing, Sing, Sing. So a lot of grace was deposited. 5,000 kids are going home to think about it right now. And by the way, we're doing something now in Mexico City. We're partnering with seven organizations across the city. Casa San Francisco, Comedor de Dios, which works in Tepito, which is one of the worst areas of the city. Compassion Food Ministries, Fundación Emmanuel, Operation Serve, and a couple of others that I would do butcher them if I tried to pronounce them. So those organizations are working with people all over the world. And so check this out. They can feed 32,439 people with 1,548 kilos of rice and beans. Now, some of these people, the ones in Tepito, I think, are people who live by a garbage dump, and for their nourishment, they just peruse and salvage through the garbage dump, and whatever they find, that's what they eat. And so with 1,548 kilos of rice and beans, we can provide them a proper meal. And you say, well, that's not very much. You know, one meal, they're going to have to go right back to the garbage. Well, a meal is a meal, and a meal is an expression of the kingdom of God. And a meal says we didn't just come here to sing songs. We came here to worship God, and God cares about every person in this city. And God wants every person in this city to know that they're loved by him and that their life matters. And so we challenge students to bring rice and beans here. And as of tonight, I think I lost my little piece of paper. Let me see if I can dig that out of my pocket. So far, they brought 1,895 kilos of rice and 1,490 kilos of beans. And I don't know my math really good, but that's more than 3,000 when you add it up. So we're over our two meals for 32,439 people as a result of just tonight. And I know it's a little thing, but it's the little things that add up, isn't it, that make a great thing. And so we challenge people who didn't know about it, which was a lot of people tonight. If you come back tomorrow, bring rice and beans, go to the market, raid the cupboard at home, go to your aunt and uncle's house down the street. But hopefully we're going to have a lot more rice and beans come through the door tomorrow. And I'd love to think that we could provide 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, maybe who knows how many meals we can provide. But check that out. That's 32,439 people times two. So that's 65,000 people are going to get a meal because of students tonight in Mexico City, Mexico, just thinking about somebody else other than themselves and wanting the kingdom of God to come to people all over the world. So that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And it's what Do Something Now is all about. So ride on and rock on to Mexico City. I am going to catch my ride to the hotel right now over on Reforma, which is the main beautiful boulevard that goes down through the heart of Mexico City. Going to get some sleep tonight, be back here in the morning. Mr. Francis Chan is going to open things up for us in the morning with Christian Stanfield. It's going to be incredible. And I'll be back with you tomorrow on the Passion Podcast. We got three incredible sessions, a whole day, I think a beautiful night. And, you know, you never know. Maybe this place will be full of people tomorrow night, and it'll be a beautiful sight. It's going to be incredible nonetheless. Vancouver, Sydney, here's what I got to say to you right now. Vancouver, of course, by the time you hear this, we will be in Vancouver because Jonathan, our trusty podcast engineer, is at his brother's wedding, as I told you today. So actually tomorrow. So he's not with us, joining us in Vancouver. He'll get the little recorder in Vancouver. The podcast will go up and then Vancouver will happen. So forget Vancouver. But Sydney, hello. You are in the same boat here. 10,000 free tickets went out. We don't want to get there and have 4,000 people in the building. So we're going to probably give another 10,000 tickets out. But if you got one and you're not going to use it, give it to somebody who wants it, because a lot of people who want a ticket who can't get a ticket, and probably a whole bunch of people here that wanted to get in tonight, but for 3 weeks they said they couldn't get in, and so they didn't come tonight, but they could have come tonight because we had a lot of room tonight. So hopefully they'll find out, come tomorrow, and tomorrow God will be here. It'll be powerful. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to stop talking now, and I will be back with you soon on the Passion Podcast. Hey, wherever you are, look around. God is there, and there's hope. There is a promise that greater things have yet to come and greater things are still to be done at whatever you're looking at right now. And some of you are in a hospital room looking at some difficult circumstances. Some of you are on your way to a party to celebrate one of the coolest things that's happened in life in a while. Some of you are nose down on a paper that's, you know, eating your lunch right now. Some of you are eating your lunch right now. But wherever you are, we feel connected to you from Mexico City, a place where light is shining in darkness tonight and where Jesus is alive. I met a pastor tonight, last thing, and I'm out of here. And he's the man in Mexico City, right? And I met another pastor who was from a town outside of here. And his father started a church that has fathered hundreds of daughter churches, okay? Hundreds of daughter churches, if not thousands of daughter churches. And some of the daughter churches that his church has planted have fathered hundreds of churches. And so there are churches, a church, that resulted in thousands of churches, many of which have resulted in hundreds of churches. And if we could just see what God sees, I know there's a lot of religion here. I know there's a lot of darkness here. There's a lot of hell here. There are people here worshiping the holy dead. which is a skeleton dressed up like a saint with an outfit on it, that people pray to it and believe that it gives them protection, especially people in the criminal element of the city. And so you'll go places and see these little shrines with these holy dead skeletons in them. There's a lot of hell in this city. But if we could just see in a second the Church of Jesus, that bride, that precious body of Christ, we wouldn't speak for a long time. Because we would be like, you've got to be kidding me. This is amazing. I mean, if 1 in 10 people in this city were really walking with Jesus, that's 2.5 million people in this city. Not to mention Monterey and the other cities on the outskirts where folks have come to be a part of this thing. So God is on the move. And I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it because he's doing something. And I'll tell you about some other people that are here with us that have made a journey just to be a part of that tomorrow, if I remember. But good night from Mexico City. It's only going to be like 2 seconds, and it'll be tomorrow, and I'll be talking to you again. So take care, and I'll be back with you soon. Hey, it's Louie, and we had an amazing morning session. I'll tell you about it a little bit later, but we're just firing up the late afternoon session. We had a little siesta here in Mexico. It's about 20 to 4. Central time, and DCB is just taking the stage. You can hear him out there. So I'm going to walk in and just let you hear a little coming towards from the Crowder Band. I'll be back with you guys a little bit later on. Passion Podcast. I'm trying to picture in my mind what it's like listening to this thing somewhere in Kansas. And you're like, okay, you just went away for 2 seconds and now you're back. But the 2 seconds lasted 3 hours since I was gone. And I'm a little bit waxed. So I know that when you're on the podcast, you're supposed to be, you know, with your up energetic broadcasting voice. But at about this point of the Friday-Saturday gathering, you start to really feel it. So I'm chilling out here for a few minutes. I was trying to catch Francis. He jetted out for the airport. And I know you guys want to hear from somebody other than me. So just bear with me. And maybe by the time this podcast is over, I can grab somebody else who can say something far more interesting than me. But I hope the Crowder thing worked. I don't know if it did or not, but it was just like a total buzz going on in the place. Crowder started playing and the place just went berserk. But man, it's been a great day this morning. Christian played and wow, it was so cool. He started singing Beautiful Jesus in Spanish. And, you know, it's just obviously something temperature wise just changes in the room as soon as that happens. And they really caught on to it. And it was really, really cool. And he came back and ended the session this morning with that. Francis did a phenomenal job just talking about living in the power of the Holy Spirit, that passage that some of you heard him share. You know, Elijah was a man just like me. And just talking about the potential in all of our lives of doing great things because we're loved children of a perfect Father. And it was really, really cool. And man, this afternoon we took a long lunch break, not so big dinner break here in Mexico, but a big long lunch break, and came back this afternoon about 3:30, and I don't know, but I felt like what just happened was the reason I came to Mexico City. And we finished Ashley's story and talked about, you know, this really simple idea that if we pray this prayer, which is, God, I want to make sure that you use my life to to make you famous. And I don't care how you do it. It's imperative that you do it. And that I was just saying to us that that's the prayer that I promise you that God will answer, that he will say yes to that prayer. And there's some prayers he says yes to, some prayers he says no to. Honestly, I don't understand all of why he says what he says all the time, but I trust him. But there is a prayer that he will always say yes to, and it's the prayer of a heart that says, God, I just want my life to count, and I want you to use my life, my time on this planet to make your name famous. And I don't care how you do it. I just want you to do it. And we talked about how in Ashley's life, God did that and is doing that, and how today, you know, 6,000 or 7,000 people. We had some more people show up today, which was really cool. They're kind of trickling in by the hour. But a bunch of people's lives, thousands of Mexican students' lives were impacted by Ashley today. And nothing could stop God from using her life here today. Death couldn't stop God from using Ashley's life and power in this place today. And we talked about Isaiah 26:8, living for what really matters. And I don't know, but in my heart, it was a thud. And, you know, sometimes when you're communicating, you're more the audience than you are the speaker. And in my case, you know, God's almost always speaking to me in some ways, I think, more powerfully than he's speaking to anybody else. And it sounds backwards and crazy, but I get more out of my talks probably than anybody else does, because, you know, it's not me talking. It's me trying to allow God to speak through me. And when he does, I hear it also. And God just landed in my heart like a thud today. And I want to get it. I want to keep getting it. And I think it landed in this building today. And we want to be a part of an explosion happening in people's hearts, of God exploding, awakening a generation to live for what really matters most. And so it was a great, great afternoon. Incredible crowd just blew the place up. So tonight we're starting with El Silencio. And I don't know if you were in Passion Atlanta in April, you remember how we opened the Saturday night session, but it was so cool. And we haven't done that anywhere since that time. In fact, that was just kind of one of those God moments. I think on a plane flying down from New York City the day before Passion Atlanta, I'm writing those words out in my journal, just as like they're just pouring out. And we put the thing together, and if you weren't there, it was just a word by word by word, one word at a time coming on the screen, leading us through this, I don't know, about 15-minute story of how much we're loved by God in the gospel, and no punctuation, just words. And so you don't know how the sentence is going to end, because you're not reading the whole sentence. You don't see a whole paragraph. You just get one word at a time. And it was really incredible. And so tonight it's Welcome to the Silence. Everybody's going to come in quietly. And I was talking to some of the partners we have here, and I said, has anybody ever done anything like this that you've seen recently? Or how often would people come to a gathering like this in Mexico where there would be an extended time where there would just be silence? And he goes, he was in Passion, Atlanta, and he said, yeah, I saw that at Passion Atlanta, and I would say I've never, ever seen anything like that in my entire life before. So it's pretty safe to say tonight as we come into worship, everybody's coming into the arena quietly, and as we come in and we begin the night, it's just going to be this 15-minute silent journey, and I'm pretty sure that's going to be a first for everybody. But, you know, the quieter it gets, the louder the still small voice of God becomes. And so tonight's going to be really, really cool. So I'm going to connect with some people for a few minutes. We've had so many really, really cool new friends come, pastors, ministry leaders from all over, all over Mexico, and been meeting them through the day and just thanking them for coming and being a part of this with us. And so I'm going to go and do that now. Hopefully grab something to eat. We got some fantastic Domino's pizza, I'd like to tell you, though. I'd like to say the hamburgers for lunch were really fantastic, but they weren't. So we ordered some Domino's, and hello, the Mexican Domino's is incredible. And that was pretty fantastic. So I'm going to go check out dinner, and we're going to get ready to start in about, God, the doors are going to open right now. We're starting in an hour from now, so here we go. It's going to be exciting, but I'll be back with you guys after the final session, and I'm telling you, I always tell you this, but God is connecting dots here today, and I have this feeling more and more as the day has gone on that we're really not going to know exactly the story. We're not going to see it all right here. We're not going to walk away, and I'm not going to write a blog and say, here's exactly what God did in Mexico City. But the confidence that God is doing something is really, really high. And the confidence that God is connecting the dots in a really powerful way is extraordinarily high in my life. And that's just been affirmed by some of the things that people have said to me through the day-to-day, that they don't know other things that have been said to me 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago back in Atlanta. And every time I'm like, wow, okay, God's got everybody on the same wavelength. So, wow, that's a beautiful thing and exciting when that happens that way. So thanks for hanging out. If I were you, I think I probably would have said, okay, I think I got it. I'm out of here now. But you're back. You're still here. You're with us on the Passion Podcast. So from a dressing room E, which is where I'm hanging out, in the Sports Palace in Mexico City, I will talk to you soon. Be back in just a little bit. So I'm back on the Passion Podcast, and Passion Mexico City is in the books. And wow, is all I can say. Tonight was a phenomenal ending, and things just kept building and building. And it's just incredible looking around this arena tonight and seeing, I don't know, they said 7,000 or 8,000 students. And by the way, now that the weekend is kind of winding down, we just wanted you to know what happened with the ticket thing and that we were kind of thrown off by it, so that you would know that we're not like superhumans, but we're just regular people. But that's not what the story this weekend is going to be, is why, you know, 10,000 people that said they were coming didn't come. The story of this weekend is going to be the 7,000 or 8,000 people who are praying like crazy for God to use them as lights in the darkness in their city, campuses, and in this nation. And that's going to be the story, and just an incredible ending tonight. I went on stage, as usual, to try to ask, you know, does anybody here want to be heard on the Passion Podcast? And as soon as I walked out at the end of Chris's song, they started up chanting, and so you'll hear some of that. And I couldn't ever quite get the question out. They just went crazy. And so, long section here, hopefully it makes sense. I was trying to get my translator on here with me as well, but this is what happened. And then afterwards, just want you to hear a little bit of God of this city, and just try to imagine in your mind pictures of Mexico City on the screen, huge screen, and people seeing this city of 25 plus million people, seeing, you know, the future of what God can do, and singing in their language, in Spanish, of course, greater things have yet to come. And I know you've heard that song a lot on this tour, but, you know, we play it every night, and it's what we're carrying. And I just want you to hear it from the heart of Mexico City. And then I'll be back in just a little bit after that and wrap things up. So here's Mexico going crazy. Enjoy. We are having a good time. We are on stage, obviously, in the Sports Palace in Mexico City. And we were going to do a little piece for the Passion Podcast. And so Crowder just got through blowing the place up. And Enrique and I came out, and everybody started this chant. Omar started it. And they were chanting, Christ lives. And that's what this is all about. Thank you.
Okay, so we have, what's going on here in case you didn't know? We have given every city their chance. And so this is going to be on the Passion Podcast.
Esto va a estar en el podcast de Passion.
I know. You're going to have your chance in a minute.
Y les voy a dar su oportunidad en un minuto.
So just hang on. So I know no one in Mexico listens to the Passion Podcast.
Yo sé que nadie en México escucha el podcast de Passion.
One person.
Una persona.
Oh, dos, tres, cuatro. We, más personas. We have 48 listeners around the world.
Tenemos nosotros 48 radioescuchas en todo el mundo.
And they're all going to hear this.
Y todos van a oír esto.
Not really. There's more than that.
Hay un poco más.
Not yet. Who keeps screaming?
¿Quién sigue gritando que todavía no?
In a minute.
Todavía no, espérame.
Un momento. So in every city,
así que en cada ciudad,
we ask the same question.
Hacemos la misma pregunta.
I think the answer has already been given here.
Creo que ya se dio la respuesta en este lugar.
But you know, there are people listening to this podcast
pero
from
hay gente escuchando este podcast
in Europe,
en Europa,
in Africa,
Africa,
in South America,
Sudamérica,
all over America,
por todo Estados Unidos,
in Asia,
y Asia,
somebody in Australia.
En Australia.
I'm sure we have one listener in New Zealand.
Estoy seguro que tenemos un radio escucha en Nueva Zelanda.
Somebody's sitting at a computer in Indonesia.
Hay alguien en su computador en Indonesia.
Hello, Indonesia.
Hola, Indonesia.
We love Jakarta.
Amamos Jakarta.
Not yet.
Todavía no.
And everywhere we ask the same question.
Y en todos lados hacemos la misma pregunta.
These people listening, they want to know.
Ellos quieren saber.
Is there a generation in Mexico
hay una generación en México
who wants to live to make Jesus famous?
Que quiera vivir para hacer famoso a Jesús?
And so I'm okay, a few hands are being raised, that's cool. I'm going to let you tell them.
Yo te voy a dejar que les digas.
And you know, I told you earlier that you promised us you'd be loud.
Y yo les, hace rato yo les, ustedes prometieron que iban a hacer mucho ruido.
Well, we're getting there.
Pero ya casi llegamos.
Say on a scale of 1 to 10.
En una escala del 1 al 10.
10 being you'll be the loudest.
10 siendo que ustedes son los más ruidosos.
I'd say we've gotten up to about a 6.
Yo digo que andamos por un 6.
So we're going in the right direction.
Okay, vamos bien, vamos bien.
But
pero,
the night is young.
La noche apenas comienza. Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, well, you heard it right there. That's a little taste of what this weekend has been all about, and it has been incredible. And a few hours have passed since we finished this thing up, and a couple comments have come through. Just a few of these. I want you to check it out. This is from Susanna Gutierrez, and she says, "Thank you again so much for coming. Last night I got back to my hometown, Guadalajara, from Mexico City, and I still can't believe it! Exclamation point. It was awesome." She says she was a little disappointed at the absence of people, but that God had those he wanted there, and he will use us in different places and ways to shine for him. I can witness that God gathered every one of the students that went, because in my case, I literally saw his provision for this trip and the way everything came together before and during, and I'm sure it will be the same after. Nothing was out of his hand, and it's been an incredible experience. My heart is expectant for what God has for our generation, not only here in Mexico, but all around the world. Every word said at Passion echoed the desire in my heart, and I literally felt identified. I'd been watching HD, and you had to understand the talk to get that, and it was so encouraging and exciting to hear that there are others who are in the same place that I am. So thank you again, Passion team and volunteers, and all of you who had been praying for us. Keep it up. In Vancouver, we're praying for you. Mexico is with you. And oh, by the way, Louis, actually, I am one of the listeners of the podcast in Mexico. Muchas gracias. May God strengthen you and guide you. From Susie. P.S. The sign is a little fragile and a bit smudged because it was raining, but it was made with love. So there you have it. There's the originator of our Passion Vancouver sign that's going to Canada, from Susan Gutierrez. So Susan, thank you so much. Or Susanna, sorry. Hola, and I could read that in Spanish, but thankfully David writes it also in English. Hi, I just wanted to say that I'm shocked by the love you've showed us in Mexico. It's amazing to know that there are people that surrender their lives to shake us and bring the best of us. I am eternally grateful. I have no words. God bless you, Louis, and the Passion team. That's from David Cortez in Mexico City. And then one last one. This is from Jorge Silva, and he says, great. Many exclamation points. Here in Mexico, we are praying for Vancouver, and we are sure God will make great things today as he did here. Louis, the message you and the Passion team transmitted to us really touched the depths of my soul and heart. God, your fame and renown are the desire of my soul. Maybe all of us were expecting 18,000 in the Palacio. However, it wasn't that way. But we're looking forward to the day when Passion will come back to Mexico City. And for sure, there will be a crowd as big as the one we were expecting this weekend. But until then, we will make what we will make. Okay, this is a little bit not good English, but that's okay. It's my fault. I'm just not reading very good. It says, but in the meantime, we will do what's most important. And like we heard in the final meeting today, let us go out and shine God's light so other people that didn't experience what we experienced at Passion may experience the saving power of God. That is what all this is about, and that is our mission. God bless you guys and all university students all over the world for God's fame. And that's for Jorge, and that's our prayer too. And so thank you, Mexico. We love you guys so much. We're excited about Vancouver. Signing off now from the Passion Podcast, and the next time I'll be with you guys will be from lovely Canada. So take care, and we'll talk to you soon. God bless.